This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Welcome back, everybody. Hello to the one internet listener that I know that's out there, my husband. Does anybody have any messages they'd like to start to share with the group? Seeing none at this time, please turn off your cell phones. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Greenfield,
here.
Jameson, Ketwig,
here.
Marty, Otten,
here.
Reed,
here.
Shane Fish,
here.
Smith,
here.
Soli, excused, Turbeville,
here.
York,
here.
Tolson,
here.
Consett,
here. Having a quorum with the majority of the members elect present. We obviously do not have minutes, so we don't need to go through that, but I would like the pages to introduce yourself and what your future plans are, and then if the interns would like to also.
Hi, my name is Jessica Seachlock. I'm from Gettysburg, and I plan on going to college in Washington State, Clark Community College, for dental hygiene.
Hello, I'm James Cutshaw. I go to Woolsey Westington, live in Huron. I plan to either go to DSU for computer science or to NDSU for high school mathematics teaching.
Welcome. Interns, are you shy?
Hi, I'm Jacob Selgestad. I go to USD. I'm a double major in political science and economics, and I hope to pursue a career in public policy or public administration.
My name's Christian Skunk. I'm from Lower Brule, South Dakota. I go to USD, majoring in political science and business admin. I hope to one day serve the people of South Dakota, be the first Native American governor.
Wow, good for you. That's commendable. Now we are going to remind all testifiers, please, to sign in back there. Make sure you have your badges on. It's the same old routine. And all questions should be addressed through the chair. We're going to go ahead and open the hearing on House Bill. Oh, before we do that, House Bill 1012 revised certain provisions regarding political party status and to declare an emergency has been reassigned yesterday on the floor and will be going to State Affairs. So if you're here for that, we will not be taking that up. But now we're going to open up House Bill 1011, revise certain provisions regarding voter registration, list maintenance, and mailings. Would you like me to introduce it or? Perfect. Thank you very much. Welcome.
Thank you, Member, Madam Secretary, members of the committee. My name is Kia Warren, and I'm the Deputy Secretary of State for Election Services. I'm going to talk today about House Bill 1011, which is a bill that's going to clarify the list maintenance mailings that the auditors have to send out to voters in their counties pursuant to the National Federal Registration Act of 1993. This is a federal requirement that is done every odd year in every state, and to meet the requirements, we've trained the auditors, and it's a very kind of a complicated process, and so we have a flow chart we give the auditors, and I've made copies for all of you.
Thank you.
Further proponent testimony for House Bill 1011. Seeing none at this time, we will take opponent testimony on House Bill 1011.
Oh, okay.
You can go.
Oh.
Seeing no opponent testimony, I will open it up to the committee with questions. Seeing none at this time, I now close the public hearing portion on House Bill 1011 and open it up for committee discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Representative Turbeville.
Move do pass.
Second. Okay, it's been moved do pass on House Bill 1011 by Representative Turbeville, seconded by Representative York. Any comments, sir?
No, it's just a federal requirement. ask that you vote in support.
Thank you for your brevity. Any further comments from the committee? Seeing none, we're going to take a vote on House Bill 1011. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Greenfield?
Aye.
Jameson? Kettwig?
Aye.
Marty? Otten?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Solely. Turbeville?
Aye.
York?
Aye.
Tolson?
Aye.
And Consett?
Aye. House Bill 1011, having received a majority of the members present, passes.
Madam Chair.
Representative Turbeville.
Move consent.
Second.
It's been moved consent on House Bill 1011 by Representative Turbeville and seconded by Representative Reed. Any comments by the committee? Does anybody have any issues with it moving onto consent? Seeing none at this time, House Bill 1011 will be moved to consent. All right, moving right along, just like last year. Representative Reed.
Will this bill need to be assigned to somebody to carry on the floor?
Yes, would you? Are you volunteering?
Be careful what you bet.
Yeah.
Why me? Yeah.
I will give it to you.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, who's going to? Me?
Representative Reed.
Okay.
You will present it to caucus. Will you?
Caucus.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, we are going to, well, you're a caucus of one here today, so Representative Tolson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a note that Representative Marty is here.
Yes. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and move on to House Bill 1013. I'll open up the hearing on House Bill 1013, revise certain provisions regarding voting systems used in elections and to declare an emergency. Proponent testimony, House Bill 1013.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Kia Warren, Deputy Secretary of State for Election Services. House Bill 1013, really what it's doing is not allowing any type of voting equipment or tabulating machine to be connected to the internet. There's a lot of security issues going on. If you recall what happened in 2016, there's a lot of testing going on machines. And so none of South Dakota's voting tabulating machines or their ballot marking devices are connected to the internet. They don't, so there's no way for someone to just hack into them through the internet. And so what we're doing with this bill is we're taking out a term that's called direct recording electronic marking machines, which would be connected to the internet. They were certified back in about 2003, but we've never used them in South Dakota. So we're just removing that option from our state law so those vendors can't come in and get certified to be used. That's it. I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you very much. Further proponent testimony, House Bill 1013. Proponent. Seeing none at this time, we'll take opponent testimony to House Bill 1013. Seeing none at this time, I will close the public testimony on House Bill 1013 and open it up to committee questions. Representative Tolson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A question. Could you tell me in simple terms what was going on in 2016 on the internet connected to these machines? Or thank you,
Madam Chair. Kia Warren, Deputy Secretary of State for Election Services. In 2016, there were some attempted hacks into some other states, like voter registration lists and some voting equipment. I don't think nothing was ever changed or manipulated, but we just don't want to take the chance of having that happen in South Dakota.
Thank you very much. I got a little ahead of myself, and now I've closed public hearing portion and open it up for committee discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Representative Turbeville.
Moved to pass.
It's been moved. Does he have a second?
Second.
Representative Tolson has seconded for due pass on House Bill 1013. Any questions, comments?
Nothing, just makes common sense. Please support.
Thank you very much. Seeing no further discussion, the question at hand is a due pass on House Bill 1013. Madam Secretary.
Clause. We can't go consent, can we?
Please call the roll. Yeah, it's a emergency, correct? Yeah, so we can't go to consent. So, Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Representatives Greenfield?
Aye.
Jameson? Kettwig?
Aye.
Marty?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Turbeville?
Aye.
York?
Aye.
Tolson?
Aye.
Consett?
Aye. You can state, you need to state that.
Madam Chair, we have 11 yay and 2 excused.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. House Bill 1013, having received a majority of the members present, passes. We can't move consent because it has an emergency clause. At this time, thank you for showing up. I do want to throw out there, we have 2 bills that were assigned to us yesterday, and they are housekeeping bills that we see, well, it was signed Wednesday, but we see them every year. Are the committee members here at 10 o'clock on Tuesday? Because if not, I will cancel the meeting.
I'm not.
Okay, are you guys okay with that? I just want to make sure. Okay, so our next meeting will be a week from today at 10 o'clock. Thank you for your time. And now we are going to take a motion to adjourn.
Madam Chair.
Representative Reed.
And I've already got assigned one, but this one probably needs to be assigned also since it'll be on the floor.
Oh, you're correct.
Yeah. I already have one.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that was smart thinking through that was going to happen.
Right. Representative York, would you take it? Representative Smith, your caucus.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
That's a given.
Okay. All right, so we will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Representative Reed, does he have a second?
Second.
Seconded by I can't see you way down there. Yeah, Representative Kettwig. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Thank you.